Hi there. The word for you today is on practicing hospitality. In 1 Peter 4, verse 9, we read, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." There's a cute story about a family who had the pastor over for dinner, and Mom asked their 5-year-old to say grace. Puzzled, the child asked, "What should I say?" Her mom replied, "Oh, come on, just say what you've heard me say." So, bowing her head, the little girl prayed, "Dear God, why on earth did I invite the pastor over here for dinner?" Let's be honest, hospitality is hard work. It involves sacrifice, and the Bible says you were to do it ungrudgingly, cordially, and graciously without complaining, as representing Jesus. That's the Amplified Bible. Who are you representing? God. That puts a whole new slant on it, doesn't it? Paul writes, "Make a habit of hospitality." Peter writes, "Be hospitable with brotherly affection for," listen to it, "unknown guests, foreigners, the poor, and all others." So here's the question. Have you had any unknown guests, foreigners, or poor folks over to dinner lately? A man conducting a church survey wrote to a nationally syndicated advice columnist. Here's what he said. "Of almost 200 churches I visited, I was spoken to in only one by somebody other than an official greeter, and that was to tell me that I was sitting in their seat." It's easy to extend hospitality to people you know, but Jesus said, listen, "If all you do is love the lovable, anybody can do that." You say, is that in the Bible? Absolutely. That's Matthew 5, verse 46, the Sermon on the Mount, reading from the Message translation. So, how about those you don't know? Those who don't fit into your social circle? Sure, you can find excuses. You're busy. You don't want to get involved. You're uncomfortable around strangers. We all have our reasons. But here's the bottom line. God says you represent Him. So that means 4 things. Number 1, sacrificing your personal agenda. Number 2, giving of your time and money. Number 3, going out on a limb for people you don't know and sometimes even like. And number 4, seeing others through God's eyes. That is practicing hospitality.